Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Kelly. How can I get the email address associated with your Craftsy account?
Hi, Kelly. Yes, my name is John Petro, and the email is jcpetro7851@gmail.com.
All right, and can I get you to verify the first and last name and mailing address on the account, please?
Sure. John Petro, 64515, County Road 652 in Mattawan, Michigan.
All right. Thank you for that. So I do see that you're a premium annual member. How can I help you today?
Well, I just was speaking to a nice young lady named Anne, who explained to me, I was calling to get a refund on a class I purchased in November that I've been trying to get some resolution on since then, and I was informed that Craftsy does not offer refunds beyond 30 days. So I'm calling to question the validity of that policy, in that I've been trying for since December to get this issue resolved, and it has not been successful. And I am no longer interested in pursuing it. I wanted my money back for a class that was not used, was not looked at, downloaded, or anything.
Let me see if I can figure out what's going on here. I was reading your account.
Okay.
And I do see that you have, that we have submitted to have that transferred over to an account for her, but we're unable to locate an account for her. Let me see what else is going on here.
Yeah, and that's,
Let me see here.
Okay.
And can I get her email address
that you
have it transferred to?
That's another issue. Her email address is debpetro3@gmail.com.
See.
But I am, what I'm saying, Kelly, is I'm no longer interested, nor is she, after all this time, in that class. Yeah, I purchased it, but, you know, the little short story was I purchased it for her for a gift. She thought she might have been interested in another, so I tried to get it transferred. That did not happen. And she trying to resolve her account issues with Craftsy, in that she had a membership and her classes don't no longer show up on her account. Craftsy says they have an email, but no account for her. She's been trying to get it resolved too. And now here it is almost February, and I'm either one of us are interested in doing anything else with this class. No longer interested in having transferred or anything. Just want to get refunded. Been fooling around with it since December. Just want to get my money back for something that I didn't use.
Okay, let me, give me just a moment. I'm going to go over a few things really quickly here.
Okay.
I'm going to try to see if there's, I'm going to try and locate any of the documents that were submitted for you about this so I can see if there was something I'm missing about having that class transferred and what's taking, what's causing the delay, just so that we can, you know, document that for you as well.
Okay.
I appreciate your patience while I go over your account and look at
That's okay.
Everything to have that. So we can figure out where the, just where the issue's happening at, and I do apologize for that. And I am just reading to see if somebody tried to create an account for her, and maybe that's causing the issue. This is all, you know, just for me, so I can figure out where things went wrong. So I appreciate your patience while I go over this.
Oh, that's okay. She lost her classes too. I think this was a separate issue than this one that I have. But she had, we both had been members since the beginning, and stuck with you through the trans, you know, the initial change to, and then back to a blueprint, I guess it was, and then back to Craftsy. I think in that interim thing, she had lost the classes that she had and had worked independent of this other thing, trying to get some understanding of what was going on with her account, and from what she tells me, that they kept Craftsy was emailing her, requesting an email, because they couldn't find her Deb Petro 3, and they were emailing her to her own email account. But that was a separate issue than
right.
Than I have. Yeah, but it.
Let me just see here. Again, I do appreciate your patience. I just want to sort this all out for you and make sure we have everything documented. I'm just reading the emails that you guys had sent in so that I can see that.
Okay.
And right, and that class was selling the Fremont bag?
Yes.
See. I'm just reading the emails that have gone back and forth with her.
Yeah, I have no idea what she did with it. But.
Yeah, well, I just want to get record of the whole thing so that we can figure out what is going on here for so we can get this all taken care of. So, let me see. I do appreciate your patience. I just want to...
Okay, Kelly. I understand this is...
I am going to submit a refund for you, and I'm going to explain everything, and then typically we don't refund outside of 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I am going to make notes on this, and then what I can do is follow up with you via email with if you get the refund or if they give me a reason why they won't or give us another resolution. But I'm going to submit it.
Okay.
Give me just a second.
Yeah, you can understand why I'm
yes.
why I'm no longer interested in it. And after you know, lots of correspondence for something that should be reasonably simple to do.
Yes, sir. I do understand being frustrated. I do apologize for that.
No, it's okay. It's just you know, to be fair, I purchased this for her birthday. Gift for her. Her birthday was the 24th of this November. She's at the point now where she doesn't even want to try to fix her own Craftsy account. She's done. So, and she felt bad for me and says, "You just please get your money back because I'm no longer interested in the Craftsy stuff."
I do apologize if that's the case, sir.
Okay.
I do see that we were unable to locate her account, and I know why, but we didn't transfer accounts that it looks like she had a couple of free classes on there, and those accounts we did not transfer, so that's why we can't find hers.
I think we'd both signed up a long time ago. I know that all my classes that I had purchased from the original Craftsy are available to me.
Okay.
But hers went sideways for some reason.
Yeah, I do apologize for that. I'm sorry that they weren't able to locate that account. I'm just making sure I document this for you so that we have a clear understanding of what's been going on with that. Okay.
I even forgotten how I purchased it. I'm sure it was a debit card or a checking account of some sort.
Well, it does look like it was purchased by card.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I'm almost done here.
Okay. You've been very helpful. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. And I, like I said, I, I hate that this is happening to you, but I want to make sure I document this well. And because so, typically we don't refund outside of 30 days. So I want to make sure that there's a good understanding of what's going on with this.
Okay.
So that they can take that into consideration with this. So give me just a moment. I'm just making a note that we aren't able to locate her account as well in case that comes up as well.
Yeah, she. Yes, she mentioned she got an email yesterday, but didn't comment what it was, other than it's odd that they can't find my email and they emailed me. So it's kind of. Yeah,
and that's because when we did transfer the classes and things, they didn't transfer to the free classes didn't transfer, and those are the purchases that she sent in.
Does it indicate which classes they were?
Just the two that she sent in were the ones that look like they're free classes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. She may not know that, or they may not have explained that.
So you have, it looks like there's another email address that may possibly be for you. Do you have a Comcast email?
It's an old email.
Okay.
I no longer have that. JCPetro78.
All right. Let me see. So we do have that in our system as well.
Yeah, that's old. I no longer have that account.
We do have some classes on that account. Let me see. Just two. I can submit to have those transferred to your main account.
Oh, okay, great. I wonder if they're jewelry.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Let me go ahead and submit to have those two classes moved over for you as well. That way we just have everything in one spot.
Okay.
All right, so I've got that merge account thing, accounts taken care of for your two classes on the other account.
Okay.
That way they're all on your membership account. So I did submit for that refund. Like I said, I'm not sure what's going to happen since we don't typically refund outside of 30 days. But what I'm going to do is follow up on your account. And typically it takes about 3 to 5 business days for those to process.
Okay.
And I can email you back and let you know the status of it, if they've decided to refund it, or what we're going to do for you.
Okay, great.
Like I said, I can't guarantee that it's going to refund, but I did document it very well that we've been trying to get that taken care of and we've been unable to. So I can follow up with you and let you know.
Okay, I appreciate it.
What
well,
happens
thank
with that?
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll look forward to hearing from you within a week or so.
Okay. Well,
okay.
I do apologize for this, and I do appreciate your patience with me today while I went over your account. But
that's all right. Quite all right. I appreciate finally getting something going on it.
Yeah. Like I said, I can't guarantee anything, but at least I can try. So I've gone ahead and submitted that for you so we can see, so I can do my best, okay?
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. I would hate for Craftsy to lose 2 customers over something like $18. So
yeah,
anyway,
I
hope you have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You as well. And thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
Bye.
Bye-bye.